Hello, Wolfpack. I'm your host, Matthew Richards, and welcome to this week's episode of the On the Sidelines podcast. Quick aside, we changed the name. Our first episode that we did with Sandra Kennedy, we were the Pack Territory podcast, and now we are the On the Sidelines podcast because, frankly, it's just a better name. And this week, I am here with freshman beach volleyball player Sam Gallott. Hi, Sam. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
And we're going to talk a little bit about her career at Loyola, what brought her to Loyola, and a little bit about her life off the court. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. I'm excited.
So let's start with what brought you to Loyola, Sam.
So I feel like it's like typical for most athletes. I came here to play volleyball, specifically beach volleyball. I had a couple of offers to like some other schools that were much further away. I think I was going to go like 8 to 13 hours versus I'm only 2 hours from home, which I like. And I wanted to stay in the South, so I don't like the cold. That's why I play beach volleyball outside, the sun, the sand, love the beach. So yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. Another thing was the program. I'm a mass comm major, journalism, and I wanted to go somewhere that was like really good for my program because I'm not getting a degree in volleyball. I'm getting a degree in journalism. And so like as much as volleyball counts and as much as it matters and as much as I love it, it's not the only thing that's important. So yeah, those factors had a lot to do with my decision and coming to Loyola.
So you mentioned Loyola was close to home. Where is home?
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of have to ask, how was your first Mardi Gras in New Orleans?
It was good. It was really different than Alabama. I love them both for different reasons. So like in Alabama, I actually went home for Mardi Gras because my mom rides. And so I love it for that reason because it's always going to be like home for me and it's always going to be like kid friendly and I get to like hang out with my baby cousins and this, that, and the other. But it's definitely a different experience, New Orleans Mardi Gras, and I love it just the same.
You can come out and say we're better.
I will. No. No Mobile slander here.
Okay. Yeah. We can keep that between us then. Yeah. So you mentioned your major is mass communications and journalism. So what drew you to that major specifically?
So actually at first I was not going to be a journalism major. I thought that I wanted to be like a sports psychologist and like go into the health. And then I took a like dual enrollment class my senior year and it was like psychology. And I was like, I can't do it. I do not like the sciences. Credit to people who can do it. It's just not my thing. And so then I had to find something that I would really like doing. And I love to talk. I love to hear people's stories. I love to take pictures, all of that. So that kind of brought me into journalism.
Awesome. We are glad to have you here. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to play, why you decided to come to Loyola and play beach volleyball specifically, because I know it's a relatively new program. So what drew you to come here as opposed to other places?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. So originally I recruited for like indoor specifically and then was like, because I grew up in the South, I grew up on the beach. I like played beach volleyball for fun. And like I told my coach this, I played beach volleyball to stay fit for indoor and to get tan, which is crazy because now I'm like here and I love playing beach volleyball. Originally like recruited for indoor and the schools that offered me were just really far. And I came to Loyola originally on an indoor visit and because of like logistical issues, there just wasn't really like a spot available for me. And so like that was sad because I really liked Loyola and I really wanted to come here. And then when Coach Robbie asked me to join the beach team, it wasn't an immediate yes because I was like, no, I'm an indoor athlete, like that's who I am. But after doing a lot of praying, doing a lot of thinking, I realized that like this was the spot for me and I couldn't be happier here. So I'm glad I made the decision.
Absolutely. And we're happy to have you here. So tell me a little bit about how your freshman season went.
So juniors beach is different than college beach. Like juniors, you can switch partners every tournament if you want. It's like very different. So there's nothing really like the college beach experience. And I hadn't realized that going into it. Like I knew it was going to be different. Obviously you train more and this, that, and the other. But like playing wise, it never really occurred to me like how different it would be. And so coming into preseason, we did a couple practices a week, a couple lifts a week, you know, the basic training. We didn't have any preseason games compared to, like, other sports that did, just because there were only 6 beach-only athletes. So it wasn't really a possibility for us. Coming out of Christmas break, we started our season, and we hadn't had partners decided yet because we still had, like, half the indoor team come and play beach. And they didn't preseason with us. So they still had to like learn the stuff that we learned during preseason, get to like play with everybody. And I don't think any like beach only matched up with any beach only. Actually, one pair did, our 6th pair. They were 2 beach only. But other than that, everybody was with like an indoor person. And so it was weird trying to figure out your partner because it was like based off of ability, but then also based off of like how you worked with each other. So I think during like the whole partner, like figuring it out process, I went through like 6 people, which is wild because that's a lot of people to figure out. And then you have a game like 3 weeks later, so you have to have a partner. And so I figured out my partner. It was Kala and Manueli, and I loved it. We had a great time. I was really excited for her to be my partner. She was the number 1 seed last year. She's an incredible defender, and I couldn't be any more excited to like have her as my partner. And we ended up securing the number 1 seed, and that never really changed. Other people's seeds kind of changed throughout the season, but me and her had kind of secured that seed and stayed number 1 the entire season, which I'm extremely grateful for. But after the first game, she got really, really sick. And she was out for 3 weeks. And so I had to find a brand new partner to complete 3 weeks worth of games. And in those 3 weeks, we went through 5 conference games, which is half of our conference. We have 11 teams. So we went, that's 11 including us. So we played 10 teams for conference. I went through half of my conference games without another partner.
Without your original partner.
Right. And I went through it with Juliana Pacini. She's the outside for indoor, incredible player, and I loved playing with her. We did really, really well. We went 4-1 in conference, like us, we did,
as
and
a pair.
I think like as a pair. And so we did really, really good, and it was really exciting. I loved playing with her. So yeah, and then Kala came back, and I played with her the rest of the games, the rest of the season. It was a great time. But it was a lot of season lost because our season's only about 8 weeks long. So I lost the first 3 weeks of being with my original partner, which is hard. That's a really hard adjustment. So I think we did it with grace, and we had to catch up. We had to play catch up a lot. But I think that we adjusted really well to the situation. So.
And so you mentioned while you were talking about how you were training as a beach-only athlete, and then you had the influx of indoor volleyball players. So can you kind of elaborate on kind of what the differences are between being beach-only versus indoor-only and trying to play both and the challenges that might be? Like, why was that a challenge, right?
Yeah, so I think it was a big challenge because beach-only – so, like, this year we had a grad assistant from Cal Poly, which is the D1 school. She came in and taught us a lot, and we're very grateful to have her. I think she was a great addition to our team. And so she came in and pretty much coached us the entire preseason because Coach Robbie is the assistant indoor coach, so he had a lot to deal with indoor. And he was there during beach practices, but a lot of it was, like, ran by Kaylee. And so we got a lot of that, like, D1 knowledge, which was really helpful. So we had very specific training that indoor didn't get last year, like, indoor beach, whatever, didn't get last year. Mm-hmm. And so I think when they came in, it was weird for both of us because I feel like as a beach-only player, we didn't get the preseason that most beach teams get because there was six of us and we played no games. So I didn't really feel like as prepared athletically, but I knew like my ability and the information that I was got was more than what the indoor. And I felt like it was reversed for them. I felt like they were athletically like very prepared, much more prepared for us because they played an entire season and did workouts and this, that, and the other, like very consistently compared to us. But they didn't have the knowledge that we got during preseason. So I think that was a big difference this year. And I think everybody was able to, like, it took us like a week and a half to like get our lives together pretty much and everybody kind of be on the same page. But I think that was the big difference in this year's like beach versus indoor and all of us playing a beach season together.
And so recently, I know as you were talking about your freshman season, I know you were recently named Conference Freshman of the Year. So let me congratulate you for
that.
Thank you. How did it feel to receive that award?
I was not expecting it, like, whatsoever. I had, like, I struggled a lot, like, towards the end of our season because I didn't know, like, I didn't feel like I really deserved to, like, be in the spot that I was because, like, we had lost some games and I was kind of struggling with that. And so to be honored with that really great title and that really great responsibility, it was a lot of pressure because, like, it was right before conference tournament, so that means, like, number one seed, and then you feel, like, all this pressure, like, oh, like, shit, I got this. Now I have to live up to it. But overall, like, I'm extremely grateful, and I was really happy to receive the award. But it's not, like, just a me sport. So, like, I have to give credit where credit's due. Kala, my partner, Juliana, my partner, like, they helped me reach that. It's not I just did it all myself because I can't set myself. I can't, you know, all these other things. So as much as it was an honor to receive that, it's not just my award. It's like my teammates' award. It's my partner's award because they helped me get better every day. It wasn't just me. So
absolutely. I know your season just recently ended, so forgive me for looking kind of far in the future, but what do you think the team was able to take away from this season and be able to apply for future seasons?
I think the season ended, it was sad, obviously. Like, we didn't want to lose. We didn't want to go home when we did. And I think that we could have won the tournament. Like, but, you know, circumstances happen, stuff happens, and you just have to learn how to move on and how to, you can grieve it, obviously. I grieved it for a long time. It hurts. But I also am really proud of this team, like, this year because we're a brand new program. We're, like, 4 years in, and we're competing with some of the best. We got three honors, like, all conference. Three of our girls got all conference for a brand new program that doesn't have, like, a very big name in Sun Conference yet.
Or much tradition to speak of.
Exactly. And so I think this year was really, like, a growing year and a year to, like, prove to ourselves, like, we can do it. And we have a lot to prove. And we have a lot more games to play. Like, we have a lot more games to play and a lot more to do. And so I think this was a great year to kind of show everybody what we're made of, and that we're not just some silly beach team that our coach just – decided to put together because we already had an indoor team and, you know, whatever. So yeah, I think that, I don't know if that answered your question completely, but
absolutely. And so, turning kind of back to you on an individual level, what's next for you?
I plan on staying. I don't see, like, any movement in my future. I'm really happy here. I have a lot of great opportunities to grow myself, not just as an athlete, but as a person, academically, spiritually, athletically, like, just as a person, to become better and become more caring and become more of, like, a, use this as a learning experience. And so I see myself staying and enjoying the time that I have. I love the team. I love the team, like, with my whole heart. We could have gone out and lost every single game, but that team will always have my heart. And it's the best first year experience I could ever ask for.
And so as you kind of advance right, through your playing career, kind of what can you take away from your freshman year and say, maybe I want to do this different, maybe I want to do that different? Obviously, winning is, I imagine, is high on that list.
Right.
But yeah, what are some things you can kind of...
That's a good question. Okay, so obviously winning, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the top of every athlete's list. You always want to sweep every game that you have. But I will always remember this year as, like, a year that I kind of grew as a person. I have always been, like, a very energetic person on the court. I always try to bring a lot of energy, and this is the first year I kind of like struggled with like bringing the same amount of energy that I always have, but it's also different. Like, now I'm a college athlete. It's not the same as like being a high school athlete and not having a lot to worry about. And so being able to let my like team support me and to like understand that I don't always have to be like perfect and energetic, that I can just like be a person and like I have my ups, I have my downs, but those girls will support me through it all. Like, I went through periods that, like, I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know, like, if I would made the right decision and this, that, and the other. But, like, I would have talks with, like, some of my teammates that would just lift me up so much and encourage me and be like, no, like, you're meant to be here. God put you here for a reason. Let it be, you know? So... I think that's my biggest takeaway from my season.
And so before we got on, you dropped this on me that you're going to be playing indoor in the fall, correct?
Yes, I am.
So how does the indoor game kind of differ from the beach game? Because that seems like a lot on the surface, because I know the indoor season usually stretches from August to about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So being, we could be considered dual sport athlete, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So how does that kind of affect everything, really?
I think it affects a lot, but also it doesn't. The goal is always the same. The goal is to do my best, to show up and show out, and to win. Like, that never changes, no matter whether you're a single sport athlete or a dual sport athlete. So I think that goal always stays the same. And, like, obviously it's more work, but I'm really excited about it. I am excited to, like, get to know the indoor girls more and to, like, be a part of the team with them. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I've loved indoor. I always love indoor, and I'll always love beach. Like, At first I was a little bit hesitant about being a beach only because I'd never done that before. I was always indoor. And, like, during the first semester, like, I'll admit, I was hesitant. I was like, maybe this is not the right choice. Like, maybe I didn't make the right choice. And, like, once the beach season started, I felt a lot more comfortable. But I think I'm going to use my experience of, like, not really being connected with the girls that were indoor coming into beach and use that for next year, because no one needs to, like, feel like that, because we're all on the same team. And I get, like, indoor had other responsibilities at that point, but I think I want to use that to, like, kind of bridge a connection, because my experience is different than others. Like, I was a beach only for my first year, and now I'll be an indoor. And no one else has really done that.
Right. Everybody's, for the most part, everybody's gone indoor to beach,
right,
not the other way around.
Exactly.
All right. And so to kind of shift gears to the conversation, we want to kind of get to know you a little bit better. Right.
Okay.
So we have a customary kind of list of questions that we want to ask our athletes.
Okay.
So the first question we have is, what is one current dilemma you have that really bothers you?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
just kind of in general, something that's like, I wonder why this happens. Or something that makes you anxious, something that is just like, this bothers me. Why does this bother me?
Yeah, I think something that really bothers me, I know we're trying to get away from, like, sports and whatnot, but this is something that I have always like kind of thought about, like I said, I wanted to go into sports psychology, but I decided that wasn't really my route. But I think mental health with like student athletes is a really big problem that no one talks about, because like it's a struggle to like lose big games, and it's a struggle, like Women's March Madness just happened, you know, and everybody like has a lot to say about a lot of these players out here, like about Angel Reese. Everybody has a lot to say about her, but she's a college student, and I don't think people understand that. I don't think people like get like she's still trying to complete her degree. She's like
21, 22 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah. And so I don't think that like people understand that, and people don't understand that like they're not professional athletes until they graduate college and decide to like go into professional, like do that. And so people treat athletes, and specifically women athletes, as if they have like the whole world riding on them, but it's not always about sports. Like there's more in life. And so I think that's a really big deal. And that's something that I'm definitely learning this year, that like, as much as I care about like sports and as much importance that it has on my life, that I need to like put myself first, like mentally and physically, and not let that like overrule who I am.
That's really cool. So next question. Your favorite athlete in the sport you play?
My favorite athlete in the sport that I play, he's actually not as well known. His name is J.D. Hamilton, and he's actually from Mobile. He's a local Mobilian, and I've trained with him. He plays beach volleyball, AVP Pro, and I will never forget the story that he always tells us. When he first started like trying to go pro, this guy played against him, and after their game, after like the other guy lost or whatever, he came up to JD and he was like, yeah, you think that you're going to go pro and you're never going to do it. Like, you're just not that good. You're not good enough. And like talking all of this like negativity to JD, but he just let it like brush off of him. And now he's an incredible player. He's going to play pro. He's starting his own club in Mobile to help like other young beach volleyball athletes. So yeah, I think that's right now like one of my favorite players. And I think he's incredible. I love his attitude on and off the court. He's got this fire that you can just see when he plays. So.
All right. So the next question is, your biggest, meaningless is kind of the wrong word, but your biggest meaningless pet peeve.
My biggest meaningless pet peeve. That's a good question. I guess complaining about things that you can't change. I admit, I do it too. Like, I will do it, and it sucks, and, like, I know I do it. But, like, there's a difference between, like, doing it once versus, like, doing it consistently. Like, I don't really like people who, like, who complain about things but will never take charge and, like, try to change it or try to, like, do something about it. And so I think that's where that kind of stems from.
Okay. What's the last movie or TV show you watched?
NCIS New Orleans.
Did you finish it?
I am working on it. Right now it's my binge show.
It's a great show.
It's a good show. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's one I watched to completion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on right now.
How far along are you?
I am season 3, episode like 8, maybe 7 or 8, somewhere in there.
Yeah, okay. You're better than me. I just know there's like 23 in a season. So
there's a lot, but I'm working my way through.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll have to let me know when you get to cuz there are some big crucial milestones. You're gonna have to let me know when you hit them.
I will.
All right. Next question.
Okay.
If you could have dinner with any celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be?
So this is one I was talking with everyone about earlier because I do not know. I don't have like a favorite celebrity that I'm like obsessed with, but I think if I were to choose one who's had an impact on my life, it would be Catherine Wolfe. She's not like a famous actress or like singer or anything. She's actually like a public speaker, and she has created a program for people with disabilities to just raise awareness and to like bring a light to them. And so I saw her last year at Passion, which is this Christian conference that I went to. And she spoke, and it really had a big effect on my life and like how I, my outlook on life. And so I think that if I were to have like dinner or like have a talk with anyone, it would be her, because I think she's an incredible woman who has a lot to offer and is just a really big inspiration in my life.
Okay. So I will be honest with you. There is a second part to that question, and it you can have it as the same answer.
Okay.
But the second part was, if you could have any celebrity to be your best friend, who would it be and why? Because you might have a different answer to that question.
I feel like, okay, I do have a different answer. I feel like me and Jim Carrey would be best friends. I feel like we would have the best time together because, like, he's very funny. I always love a good laugh. So I feel like it would just be a grand time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any musician or band, still dead or alive, can play our next party. Who is it and why?
Ooh. Any? Oh. Probably. Okay, I'm like an old school music. I love like the 70s, 80s, 90s.
That is welcome here.
Let's take it back. I think if I were to have anybody play at my like party or whatever, first off, it'd be a party on the beach. And we would have ABBA there. I love ABBA. They're my favorite band, easily.
Sounds like a pretty fun party.
Yeah, ABBA.
All right, and so this is a question that I ask. If you could be the best in the world at something, but for one day, only one day, what would it be?
If I could be the best in the world at something, but only for one day, I think I would be, oh, that's a hard one. The best, okay, this is gonna sound so corny. I would be the best, like, learner. Like, I want to gain a lot of knowledge. Like, I feel like that's always important and crucial to anybody's like understanding about like who they are and like life. And so I think that if I could be the best anything, it would be like the best listener, I guess, or like learner, to be able to understand and like gain a lot of knowledge, like culturally, academically, athletically. I think that I could gain a lot from that experience.
That's interesting. I never really thought about that. I've always kind of taken that question as, yeah, I'd like to be able to sing and produce and make a Grammy Award-winning album.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really cool. Like, I wish I could sing. But I think that, like, knowledge is so important to everything. And, like, the more knowledge that you have, the more understanding and the more, like, compassionate that you can be as a person. And like some people aren't, and they don't have to be, and they just like use it in different ways. But I think if I were to be able to like remember or learn anything in a lot of things, then I don't know. It's all about like compassion and just being a better human, being a better person, caring about people. It's what life's all about.
Sam said be a better person, and now I feel bad about wanting to be a singer.
No. You should be a singer. Make your Grammy. It could affect a lot of people, impact everybody's life.
Thank you. And so this is the last question.
Okay.
Your current career, which we'll assume is playing volleyball, right?
Right.
Is canceled. Okay. The sport of volleyball ceases to exist.
Womp womp. Okay.
What are you doing instead?
Like, what other sport am I playing? Or like...
So, it could be anything. That. It could be anything. You just can't play volleyball anymore.
I would probably still be an athlete because so much of my identity lies with them being an athlete. And I would probably play tennis, which is really random. But I played tennis a lot in high school. And I actually got a scholarship to go play couple of JUCOs for tennis.
Really?
Yeah, but I just didn't want to. I loved volleyball. But I think if I were to not be able to play volleyball anymore, I would probably play tennis.
So was tennis your first sport or was volleyball?
My first sport was actually basketball.
Really?
Yeah. I went from basketball to track to tennis to volleyball.
You got around.
I did. I did a lot. And then my parents always wanted me to be involved in a lot. It was like really important to me. They put me in every club imaginable. Like I was in a theater club at one point. I was in everything. And so that was just for like, they wanted me to do it so I could figure out like what I was passionate about. And I'm really grateful for that because I feel like if I didn't have all these opportunities and do all these things, I wouldn't be as like well-rounded as I am now. So I'm very grateful for that.
It just came to me. Your new nickname is now Queen of the Side Quests.
Thank you. I feel like I should take my bow.
But that's all I really had for you today, Sam. Thanks so much for taking time out of your clearly very busy schedule to join us. We wish you the best of luck with the upcoming indoor season and the beach season. And thanks for spending a little bit of time with us.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. It was a lot of fun.